Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Bitch Show.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station, broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. And guys, today we have an exciting show for you. So I want you to tell your friends, your family, that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we got a featured guest. We got none other than James Birdsong Jr., and we're going to be talking about all the new projects he got going on in the community. And, you know, I definitely want to let everybody know out there you can connect with him via social media. So we're going to get that information for you so you can connect, collaborate. This is what it's all about in having our guests on. A little bit about his 501c3. And so much more. I want you guys to also follow us along at Nikki Rich Show TV, as well as at Miss Nikki Rich on social media. And you are listening to the Nikki Rich Show not only on Apple Music, but Apple Podcasts. You listen to us on iHeartRadio. So I don't want to keep our featured guest holding on any longer. So I'm honored and excited to welcome here for the first time to the Nikki Rich Show, James C. Birdsong Jr. Welcome. How are you doing?
God bless you, Nikki. How you doing out there in my home state of California?
I'm enjoying this weather.
That's wonderful. And I just want to thank you, Nikki, for this opportunity to all of the, you know, to all of the listening audience. You know, you have been a blessing, a great support to me. So, you know, you definitely one of my top followers on Instagram. So thank you so much.
It's such an honor to just have you on. I've been following you, and I said we got to reach out to him and get him on the Nikki Rich Show.
Well, praise God. This is a blessing, you know. God has blessed me to connect with so many people all over the country, and it's just a dream come true. And I want to congratulate you on all of your outstanding accomplishments. You know, you work with Oprah Winfrey and what you've done in the industry, because I'm in this industry too. So we got to support one another. So continue to keep up the good work, and I'm proud of you, Nikki. So God has a lot of great things in store for you. He really do.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm excited today to talk about, you know, your foundation and everything you have going on right now.
It's a lot. So it's a whole lot. So so how can I put this? So where we should start first, and I could try my best to share with all of you out there in Radio Land.
Well, I want to first start off letting everybody know where you located, because, you know, this is the biggest part. We're global, and it's so amazing to have people like yourself from across the world. So just let everybody know where you based at.
Well, first of all, I'm born and raised in Richmond, California. I want to give a big shout out to everybody back in the Bay Area. I'm a native son of the state of California. I now live in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And so, you know, God has really blessed me. I come from a very, very, and you know this, Nikki, I come from a very blessed, very famous family, Birdsong family. So if they know about this interview, so I just want to give a big shout out to all my Birdsongs out there, especially there in L.A., because there's a whole bunch of us down in L.A. And,
yes.
You know, my dad, yes, my father was the late Reverend James C. Birdsong Sr. You know, my dad was a highly respected minister, community activist in the city of Richmond. You know, my dad passed in 1997 when I was 17 years old. And my mother is Belinda Germany Birdsong. She's right here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. I have two older brothers. You know, we have the same mom, but not the same dad. And I'm the uncle of three beautiful nieces. It's four. It's actually four. And I have a great niece. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my family, the Birdsongs, because everybody knows this, especially all the media coverage I've done so far. My cousins consist of the legendary, world-renowned international R&B icon, Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes. She started out with Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells in the 1960s. So, and after when Florence Bauer left the Supremes, my cousin Cindy replaced her in the group. And then you have Otis Birdsong. He was an NBA All-Star, four-time All-Star basketball player. He's been retired for about 31 years now. And so he's another one in the family, played for three different teams. And then last year on January 21st, my beloved cousin, Grammy Award winner Edwin Birdsong, passed away at the age of 77 in Los Angeles, California. And Stevie Wonder was best friends with my cousin. My cousin worked with Roy Ayers, Billy Preston, Snoop Dogg, and Kanye West sampled his music. Nikki, do you remember when Kanye West did Stronger?
Yes.
Well, if you look in the credits of Stronger, I need everybody to listen to me. My cousin Edwin's name is mentioned in the credits because what Kanye West did, he sampled a song called Cola Bottle Baby that my cousin Edwin Birdsong recorded back in 1979. So in 2008, when I was visiting the gospel choir at Georgia Institute of Technology here in Atlanta, I called Edwin and he said, "Cuz, we won that Grammy tonight." So that was a big accomplishment in our family. So we got to do everything we can to keep his legacy going.
Yes.
Yes, because, you know, he was an icon, and he paved the way for how the music industry is today, especially in hip-hop, because we know, you know, a lot of the artists have sampled old-school songs. So my cousin Edwin was sampled so many times. I mean, when I saw how many times he was sampled, I said, "Lord, I did not know this." So his memory lives on. And I was raised in the church because, you know, God and family, all I know, and I've been talking about this, you know, throughout the country and around the world, different media platforms. But a miracle happened to me at the age of three. God healed me, Nikki, at the age of three, because before that miracle happened, they told my parents that I was going to have to communicate American Sign Language. But God had another plan. You know how the old folks in the church are saying somebody's praying for you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so I had people praying for me. So what happened was a Church of God in Christ pastor named Elder Robert Lee Crawford, he came from Joliet, Illinois, from the south side of Chicago, and his wife, the late Mother Betty Crawford, she was real good friends with my mom. They came to Richmond, California to preach at a revival in my hometown. And so God dealt with Elder Crawford, and I've been sharing this all over. And he told my mother, he said, "Sister Birdsong, if you receive Jesus Christ in your life and get filled with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues, then God will hear your son to speak." Then God began to deal with Elder Crawford with divine instructions to give to my mother, so because she was seeking God herself. And so I can't remember everything. So we used to have church in our home there in Richmond, California. You know, I grew up in a tight knit community, and I will never forget the elders and the icons who had paved the way for young inner city black children like myself. So this particular service we had at our house, I can remember everything. Nikki, God's power came upon me, and I spoke in tongues at the age of 3. And then after that, I would line all my stuffed animals in my room, because we live in a five-bedroom, two-story, two-bathroom house in the inner city, South Santa Rosa, California. Every night, I would line my stuffed animals up, and I preached to them while my parents would be listening by the doorway. So that was beginning my journey, what God has helped me to do today in different areas. So I'll be 40 years old next month. So by the grace of God, I'm still here. I'm still going strong.
Yes, and you are making it happen not only in the music industry, but in the community as well. You know,
yes,
that's what we love to see, because you know you have a talent. Your family has a talent. It was already instilled in you, but you're able to also give back at the same time.
Yes. That's true, because Nikki, I grew up around, you know, people and, you know, my parents and like the pastors and the politicians in my hometown and my teachers. You know, I have people who pushed me along the way in this journey, but I learned this through observations, because when you are a leader, you have to be a follower before you become a leader.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And not only that, but I want to tell everybody that's listening to me right now, you have to, like the old folks, so you got to crawl before you walk. So I had learned by observing my parents what they did in the community and others, and that really influenced, encouraged me to do what I'm doing now, not just in the gospel music industry, but in other areas as well. So and God opened up so many doors for me, the awards, Who's Who in America, people I met. I never thought, but it was already predestinated and ordained by God before it happened. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't know what the future holds, but God knows, but it will manifest, you know, later on. That's what happened with me.
It will. Mm-hmm. It will. And
yes.
Also, you know, you have created the Birdsong Association of Broadcasting and Arts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. This is a vision God has given me in 2019. Birdsong Association of Broadcasting and Arts. We are a new nonprofit organization here in Atlanta. We're working on getting our 501c3 now. We are incorporated in the state of Georgia, and we're getting ready to launch our second operations in Los Angeles, California. And by faith, next year, we'll have a third operations in New York. And what we're going to do is it's going to help today's African-American youth in Atlanta, Los Angeles, as well throughout the United States, for our African-American youth to pursue their dreams and goals of pursuing the performing arts and broadcasting. We're going to have different programs and initiatives for them. One of the areas we're going to do is, Nikki, we are going to do a partnership with the Atlanta Public Schools here in Atlanta, as well as the school districts in LA. But we also are going to do a partnership with 38 of our historical black colleges, universities, especially Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, and Spelman. And then we're going to do a yearly annual gospel concert VIP awards gala every year as our benefit. We were planning to do that event in LA this year, but me and the administration and the board, we decided to do it in 2021. So you'll be hearing about it real soon, because this is going to go national. But the people who know about this organization, people like you and people in the industry and in politics and others, they say, James, we need this in the black community. This is good that God gave
really?
This vision to help our African-American boys and girls, especially in the inner cities, to become the next Oprah Winfrey, the next Tyler Perry, the next media broadcasters, and et cetera, et cetera. So our website will be up this summer, and hopefully by this fall, we will begin the work. But I'm just looking for what God is going to do with this organization and take it to the next level. So that's what we're going to be doing. So the public will be hearing about it very soon.
And it's already happening right now, you know.
Yes,
and
it is.
I love it.
Yes, it is.
And this is the perfect time for everything that's taking place, you know, the planning, the preparation, and 2021, the rollout.
That's right. That is so true. So what we're going to do in LA with the event, we're going to do like a two-day event. I'm talking about the Gospel Concert and Awards Gala. The first night will be the pre-concert VIP Awards Gala, and that's going to honor notes to people in the community, the ministry, politics, and people in those areas, and it'll be red carpet. Now, and the next night will be the actual Gospel Concert, and we plan to have like our major artists, our independent artists. But also, the good thing about this, Nikki, is that when we do the concert, me and a few members of my family, the Birdsong family, we're going to get together and we're going to do a tribute in memory of my cousin Edwin. And this will be the first time that our family will do a performance in gospel music on the national stage. So I've been talking to my family, my industry contacts, and they say, let's do it. It's time now. So that's going to be historical, not for our family, but in general. This has been a long time coming. God dealt with me about this for a long time. Edwin knew about it, but I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. Since he passed away, it's time for us to do a tribute in his memory. That's what we're going to do next year.
And also, not only that, I know your family has grandkids and kids, so, you know, it keeps the legacy alive, and they're seeing who, you know, kept it going.
That's true, and, you know, Nikki, that's so true, because I know this. I have been on Cornerstone Television Network, Babby Mason Show, different media platforms, and people read my memoirs, and we're going to talk about that as well, and others, and everything. So, you know, and people over the years have said, especially the older generation, they will say to me, James, first Cindy, Edwin, Otis, and now you. So God is using me, the legacy of our family. I'm building my own at the same time to the next level. And my family, especially my older relatives that's in their 70s and 80s, they are so, so proud. And I just thank God for that, because I tell people, when my assignment in this world is completed, I want to leave behind a legacy. And all of us, especially all of us listening to this interview, should do the same thing, because the next generation is going to have to carry it on. But if they're going to carry it on, we got to prepare them, but we got to do our part at the same time.
We do. We have to do our part at the same time. And,
That's right.
I'm so excited because we got some callers that's tuned in. I'm going to open up the phone line. We're going to go to 818. 492, tell us your name, where you calling from?
This is King Solomon Entertainment. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, the question I have for Mr. Birdsong was that now that he has embarked on the nonprofit sector, and he's faced with a lot of challenges. So what's been, this up to this point, your most challenging task as far as getting this up and going? Like, how could the public help make your goal and reach your goal doing this?
God bless you, brother, and thank you so much. You said you're calling from L.A.?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a lot of family members in L.A. What are we going to do with Birdsong Association of Broadcasting and Arts? We already had like three meetings since we started late last year, and we were going to do another meeting on the 28th of March, but since we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, I decided as the founder, president, executive director, to hold those meetings right now to further notice. So this summer, when we get things progress and going and so forth, I'm going to inform the administration and the board of the organization, as well as my contacts like Nikki and others, to get the word out there of how the public can support this organization and what they could do to help. Because, you know, like I said, this is a vision God has given me, and my goal is to help our Black youth to go into the arts, performance, and broadcasting.
Wow. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And that was a great question to me, because when you're creating and you have a vision and you're creating these projects, you do come across, you know, adversities and stumbling blocks And so some people, so you want to hear from others how they handle it, you know, because it makes it a lot easier for other business owners. So that was great.
I wanna add something, Nikki, about this. You know, one of my favorite scriptures in the Word of God, and I know you could know this, is in Philippians the 4th chapter and 13th verse when it says, "I could do all things through Christ," which what?
Strengthens me. Yes.
Yes, that scripture right there has really helped me because you know I have people that tell me a lot, James, it's like everything you put your hands on, God blesses you with it and everything. James, you know, you don't let nobody hold you back or get you down. You know, yes, I've been through some challenges. Yes, I know how it feels when your parents was married for 15 years and they divorced and your dad died 2 years after that. You know, I know all that feels and everything. But and you know, and I could have gave up a long time ago and so forth. But one thing, Nikki, I could tell you and I tell the young people all the time. My parents did not raise me to be a quitter. I tell people, mm-hmm. yes, you're going to have challenges. Yes, you're going to have stumbling blocks. But if you put God first and trust and believe in Him, I'm about to get very churchy right now. If you do all that and surround yourself with positive minded people, that's going to give you that push, give you the love, give you that motivation. And if you do that, stay focused, then God will do the rest. And not only God will do the rest, but you know he will guide you through and he will take you places that you never dreamed or imagined before. And like I said, yes, there's gonna be challenges along the way. But you know, but one thing I learned is that you know, yes, people are gonna talk about you, people are gonna say they for you, but they're not for you and everything. I tell people, the ones that helped you, the ones that God sent you like to help you, those the ones that really love you and love you enough to say the truth and say, okay, you got to do this, you got to do that. But you're going to have haters mm-hmm. and naysayers going to do what they have to, going to tell you how you should do it, and that's not the way God told you to do it. You know, you have to ignore that and keep going and so forth because if we allow the enemy to come in and do what he's going to do, then that's a stumbling block and we miss out on our blessings. Yeah. I had to learn all this in my journey, and I talked about this in my memoirs, The Best Is Yet to Come, A Testimony of One Young Man's Redemption, the book I have out now.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, and, just give us a little synopsis.
Sure. This book has been receiving so many positive reviews and feedback. A little over a year ago, the book came out in September of 2017. I did a book signing in Los Angeles, and actually, Nikki, I think you read the LA Sentinel article that came out to Compton, did a story about the book signing during that time. The article's mm-hmm. online, but oh, so you had a chance to read it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to LaCour Jackson Fawcett and the LA Sentinel family. They've been such a blessing to me. They really
they
have.
Are.
Well,
yeah.
But before the book came out, people had told me, said, James, it's time for people to know your story. You know, you have mm-hmm. a powerful testimony. It's going to bless so many people. People want to know, you know, your beginnings, about your family, because I did talk about Otis, Cindy, and Edwin in the book and et cetera. So God placed this book on my heart. It's a memoir, but it's also an encouragement. If somebody like me that couldn't talk at the age of 3, spent 15 years in special education classes and had to go through different situations, being bullied into school in different situations, and God brought me through all that, then I end up with my overcoming of redemption, that God could do the same for them. So this book is really a testimony to encourage others. If he made it through this, then I can make it through it as well. And I did talk to the youth in this book as well, different chapters or how I got into the gospel music industry, and I even talked about historical accounts from the 80s and 90s. Like, I remember Loma Prieta. I was in the Bay Area when it happened. I remember, you know, Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and all that. I did that so the young people today could know the history when people like you and I was coming up back in the 80s and 90s and so forth. So the book has blessed so many people and still blessing people now. So I'm just grateful to God, and it's just a reminder, your best is yet to come. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Now, where can they find your book and even contact you?
Oh, sure. The book could be, it could be purchased through Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Baker & Taylor, but they could also go to their Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, and they could order the book for them. They could do it. It's called The Best Is Yet to Come, A Testimony of One Young Man's Redemption. And my official website has been updated and all new. My official website is www.janecbirdsongjr.net. That's www.janecbirdsongjr.net. And if they go under the contact page, all my contact information is there. And also my social media accounts. Now, my Facebook fan page, I'm actually getting ready. God have answered my prayers. God have blessed me with a young lady in Mississippi that's going to be the moderator of my fan page. We got to talk today. So everything is on that website. And that's a cool tonight. If they want to book me for a speaking engagement or performance or anything like that, it's all on the website.
And everything is there, you know, your history, from the foundation to the books. Anything you need to know is on the website.
Yes.
Now, once we get out of all this quarantine, do you expect to tour or travel?
I'm glad you answered that question, Nikki. Yes, that question. Well, actually, on August the 20th, I think it's August the 28th on a Friday, Preach the Word Worldwide Network Television Network. I don't know if you heard of them or not. They're here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was on two of their shows, between November last year and February this year. They are doing the Shining Star Awards Gala, and I'm one of the honorees this year, along with Vicky Yogi. You remember she did a song, Just Because of Who You Are?
Yes.
So they honoring me and her and several other people at the event. And on September 20, the last Saturday of September, I'm going to be attending the Gulf Coast Gospel Music Awards in Biloxi, Mississippi. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Lakeisha Cotton in Biloxi, Mississippi. That's her award ceremony. And I've been nominated for Kingdom Influencer of the Year. So once mm-hmm. the public vote begins, Nikki, I will personally let you know, because I'm asking everybody to submit your vote once the public voting is announced. But I believe that God's going to bless me to bring the award home that night from Mississippi. And then I received that. And also I'm scheduled to go to Fairfield, California, where I went to high school at. And there's a source of my fact that he's planning to do something major for me there, a speaking engagement. So my publicist is going to talk to him and so forth. So that's what I have coming up. And plus Birdsong Associates of Broadcasting the Arts, we're going to start our partnership with the schools in LA and Atlanta and all that we're going to do when schools gets back in session. So that's what I have coming up. For right now.
Well, I love it. Yes.
Thank you.
And, you know,
Thank
we can't
you.
Wait to connect with you even more, you know, when everything gets open here.
Yes.
Well, I'm just so excited to have you on as our featured guest. You know, as we wind things down, I see we're going into overtime. Is there any shout-outs or thank yous that you would like to share with the people?
Sure. I want to give a big shout out to my mother, Belinda Germany Birdsong. My mother, her and my dad both push me, but people be telling me, they be saying, Ms. Birdsong, you did a wonderful job raising your son. And I want to give a big shout out to the entire Birdsong family. I have a cousin in LA. She has a radio broadcast. Her name is Angela Birdsong. That was Edwin's Birdsong's daughter. So I want to give a big shout out to her, especially. I want to give a big shout out to all of my friends, my supporters, the gospel music industry, the entire entertainment industry, and especially to all of our young people, because they my heart right there, and to all mm-hmm. the listeners, and I'll have all day, but I just want to give a shout out to everybody, but my family and my friends and my former teachers and the people who pushed me throughout the years, I want to give a big shout out to them, because they believe in me, Nikki, when I didn't believe in myself.
Well, you are amazing, and I'm so glad you chose us to, you know, share your vision, share your story, and let everybody know what you got going on. I'm just so honored for that. And, you know, and it just doesn't stop here. So I don't want you to think, you know, a lot of people, they'll come on the show and just think that's
right.
It. You know, we are all family now. And like I said,
amen.
Don't
praise
stop
God.
Here. It's just the beginning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Nikki, I actually messaged you a while back. But when I come back to L.A., because, you know, we're going to have our L.A. operations. My cousin Terrence Birdsong, he's in Riverside. He's one of our board members of the organization, and he's been appointed as our director of the Los Angeles operations. And he's a member of Bishop Rob Gibson's church. You remember he was on the Priestess of L.A.?
Yes.
Well, I want to give a big shout out to Bishop Rob Gibson and his wife, Lady Lavette Gibson, because I actually visited their church last August, because Bishop Gibson's been telling my cousin for 2 years, when James going to come to our church? And he's been knowing my family for many years because he's from Compton. So I want to give a big shout out to the Light Church of God in Christ family. They've been very supportive with me as well. And so when I come back to L.A., Nikki, we definitely going to have lunch. Definitely.
Yes, most definitely. Yes, we do. We got to get together.
I know that's right. And I, like I said, I enjoyed doing this interview, and the gentleman who asked me that question, God, if he's listening, God bless you, brother. I just ask everybody to keep me in your prayers, because I'm definitely going to need them. But, you know, this too shall come to pass.
Yes, it will. Excited, you know, for everything you got going on, and just, like I said, you know, it's an honor to have you on today. And, you know, it's going to be so much that's coming up. And, you know, I just thank you again for being our guest.
Yes, likewise, Nikki. And this is going to be the last time we're going to do an interview.
No, it's not. Yes. And to anybody else, thank you so much, James. But to anybody else out there, you can listen on iHeartRadio. You can listen on the Apple Podcast. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can go to thenikkirichshow.com. And you know what? I love that James said you can go there. Everything can go there. You can go to his website, go there. You can go to ours as well, thenikkirichshow.com. Everything is there. So thank you guys for being a part of the Nikki Rich Show today. It's been an exciting show. You know, I love to bring on amazing guests, just like James, the legendary James C. Birdsong Jr. And, you know, more in store, guys. So definitely tune in tomorrow. We have live interviews with authors and so much more. So thank you guys for listening to the Nikki Rich Show and rocking with us today. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.